The Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip has claimed the lives of more Palestinians. Multiple fatalities have been reported in the latest airstrikes on the densely populated and impoverished coastal enclave. At least four Palestinians were killed in an airstrike on the Jabalia refugee camp near Gaza City. Earlier, it was reported that two people were killed in an airstrike on a house in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Meanwhile, several Palestinians have been injured in clashes with Israeli forces at the Qalandia checkpoint, which separates Ramallah and the central West Bank from Jerusalem al-Quds. The death toll of the five-day Israeli military assault on the Gaza Strip now stands at 114, and about 800 people have been injured. Most of the victims of the Israeli attacks have been women and children. Press News' Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, joins me from Gaza to tell us more about the situation on the ground. Ashraf, over to you. What is the latest developments taking place?
Well, Hassan, not only the Israeli Air Force is targeting Palestinian homes, they did bomb a Palestinian home in the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis in the last 30 minutes, but they also bombed two mosques, one in Ansarat refugee camp in central Gaza and one in Khan Yunis. The bombing of the mosque in Ansarat resulted in seven injuries, and civil defense people are still looking if there were fatalities after the Israeli air raid on that mosque. Israeli tanks also continue to pound Gaza City from the eastern perimeter of Gaza. In east of Gaza City, east of the Jabalia town in northern Gaza, and east of Khan Yunis and Rafah in southern Gaza. Now, the attacks on Gaza seem to be targeting civilian infrastructure most of the time. At least 200 homes were bombed and completely destroyed. Schools were targeted. Some of them belonged to UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, and also a hospital was targeted twice east of Gaza City. It's a rehabilitation hospital. Some international activists are there as a human shield, fearing more bombing to that hospital by the Israeli Air Force. Also, the Israeli naval gunboats continue to pound the coastal areas of Gaza City throughout the day and throughout the night. A lot of people here believe that there is an international conspiracy of silence because of the lack of strong condemnation against Israel's onslaught on the Gaza Strip. This is the third time Israel wages a major military operation on Gaza. It's called Operation Protective Edge. The last one in 2012 was called Pillar of Defense and claimed the lives of at least 160 Palestinians. Hundreds more were injured. The one before that was at the turn of 2009, where at least 1,400 Gazans were killed and thousands more were injured, Hassan.
And of course, besides rockets, how strong is Hamas in a ground battle? How much is Hamas prepared to counter Israel's ground offensive?
Well, Hassan, for that to be measured, there has to be a ground incursion for us to see what's going to happen. Because the last time in 2012, Israel threatened a ground invasion, but that did not take place. Only small incursions took place. Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, and also the Palestinian Islamic Jihad military wing, the Al-Quds Brigades, and other Palestinian factions say they are well prepared for a ground invasion. And most of them say that it will not be a cakewalk for the Israeli soldiers to come in here. Some activists, Palestinian fighters say they wish for a ground invasion for order for them to capture Israeli soldiers and exchange them for Palestinian prisoners.
Indeed. Press News' Ashraf Shannon reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Ashraf.